everyone. Welcome to another episode of Impact Today. We're so happy that you decided to join us. We are Mark and Victoria Bowling, evangelists and teachers of the Word of God. We're so excited about the subject matter today. It's going to be life-changing as you open your heart and receive as the revelation goes forth. It's going to be planted in your heart like a seed, and then a harvest of blessing, a harvest of healing, a harvest of provision is going to spring up in your life. That's the power of the Word of God.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you to visit our website at globalimpactministries.com. There you can email us. You can partner financially with our ministry if you want to. You can check out every episode that we've ever made of Impact Today. You can subscribe to that through our YouTube channel or to our podcast if you'd rather just listen to the messages. So please visit our website and avail yourself of all of that. We have been talking about the spirit man. The body of a person, the spirit and soul of a person. We've really been coming at it from a few different angles over the past few episodes. So I encourage you, if you've missed the two previous episodes, go to our website and watch those. They'll be a great blessing to you. I feel like we've been going through the material really quickly.
Yeah.
But there's some rich nuggets in there. Mm-hmm. I know when I first started meditating on this stuff, it kind of blew me away. Mm-hmm. It was like we started to see another level or another layer of things that we've heard for years, but there's been like more light that has come.
Amen.
And we want to share that with you. So, Mark, where are we going to go first today?
Well, first, we'll just quote 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. And it says, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, there the scripture reveals that you're a three-part being, spirit, soul, body. Or you could say it like this, you are a spirit being, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Amen. Now, some people, they just mm-hmm. use that verse to say, yeah, I'm a three-part being.
But what's that verse saying?
He's telling us it's the will of God. He's actually praying for the church, the church at Thessalonica, that you know, spirit, soul, and body are set apart unto the Lord. And as one man said, God wants you to glorify him with mm-hmm. a perfect spirit, a holy mind, and a healthy body. Perfect spirit because it's recreated in the image of Christ. When you're born again, he created you in true righteousness and holiness. Mm-hmm. A mind, the soulish part of you is your mind. It's the part of you that thinks. It's really the part of you that registers information from the spiritual realm.
And from the physical.
And from the physical mm-hmm. realm. In other words, you know that lettuce is green because you've seen it with your eyes. It registers on your mind, so you have that knowledge. When you touch, when your hand gets near fire, you realize, oh, this is hot. See, your five physical senses gather information from this physical, natural world, and then it registers on your soul, on your mind. But in the same way that knowledge from the physical realm registers on your soul, it is the plan of God that knowledge from your inward man, your spirit man, picks up knowledge, gathers information from the spiritual realm.
Yes.
And it registers on your soul.
Because we have spiritual senses.
Amen.
As well. And, you know, sometimes I think we just live so much focused on natural things that we miss what's going on in the spirit.
That's right.
I recently was reading a book by a man of God who we respect greatly. Mm-hmm. And he told a story how he was preparing to preach. So he was laying across his bed on his stomach, meditating in the Word of God, praying in the spirit, reading his Bible. So he was focused on spiritual things. And he felt a presence come into the room. He recognized it. It caught his attention. His spiritual senses picked up on it enough to where he said, "Who are you?" And then that same presence that came in the room left.
Yeah.
Years later, the Lord Jesus appeared to this man and told him, do you remember when that happened? Mm-hmm. I sent an angel to deliver an answer to something that you were asking about, but you were too spiritually dull to hear him. What? Here's a man. Yeah. We think, oh, he must be sensitive to the Spirit, meditating in the Word, preparing to preach. He was sensitive enough to know that an angel had come, but he wasn't. His spiritual senses weren't in tune enough to actually receive the message.
Yeah, and this was a spiritual individual. John G. Lake said it like this.
It wasn't John G. Lake.
No, but John G. Mm-hmm. Lake, in one of his sermons, he said it like this. How life would be different if we began to realize that our inward man, our spirit, can be so developed that it picks up knowledge and registers it on our soul, on our mind, as much and as simply, as naturally, as our physical senses registers knowledge on our soul.
It's really profound.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because you are a spirit being, and God created you to operate as such. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. And so God wants you to have a holy mind that is set apart unto the Lord. And how do you get that? By living in the Word and by praying. Mm-hmm. You set your mind on the things of the Spirit. If you're going to walk in the Spirit, you have to set your mind on the things of the Spirit. If you walk in the flesh, you're going to set your mind on the things of the flesh.
So you really have to pay attention to what's feeding your soul.
Yeah.
You know, if your whole day is secular music, Facebook, social media, the news, you know, whatever.
You're going to be dull.
Like shallow conversations with shallow people. Mm-hmm. Feeders going into your soul. If that's what's coming in, you're going to be the most spiritually dull person.
Yeah.
You know, even though you're born again, even though you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And you'll likely live out your whole life without ever getting into tune with God's flow for your life.
That's right. And I've been around people like that, even loved ones, mm-hmm. where you talk about some spiritual matter that's not even deep.
And when you talk at them, they just kind of blink at you.
They're like a deer. They're like an animal that's been blinded by the headlights of a truck. They're like, right over their head.
We don't want to be like that.
No, my friend, you want to be in tune. Mm-hmm. Amen. If anything, the Bible says, Jesus said in John chapter 4, says God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he said before that the Father is seeking worshipers. Amen. You're created to worship God.
Hallelujah.
And you worship him in the Spirit and in truth. Amen. So you are a spirit being. Now, with that in mind, here's an interesting scripture that Victoria is going to read about your spirit and the relation of your spirit and your physical body.
James chapter 2, verse 26 says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also."
So you take corresponding actions out of your faith. Your faith exists, but it's dead. It's not going to do you any good. Well, you take your human spirit out of your physical body.
Your body's still there. It's just inoperable.
It becomes a corpse. It dies. Mm-hmm. It's your inward man. It's your spirit that gives life to your body. Now, what's very interesting is there's some connection between your spirit your breath and blood that gives life to your physical body. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, God breathed into man, into that body he had formed out of the dust.
And he became a living being.
Spirit went into him, and he became a living soul.
A living soul.
Yeah. The spirit and the body came together, and man became a living soul, a living being. Mm. But we also know that the blood is the life
of the flesh.
Why? Well, and if you stop breathing, you also die. There's such a relation between the spirit of man and the breath of man that breath and spirit come from the same Hebrew word in the Old Testament. Mm. Very interesting. Well, your breath is full of oxygen, and blood carries the oxygen to the rest of your body. Mm-hmm. And the blood is the life of the flesh. So it's very mysterious. I don't know, understand it all, but I do know this. You take the human spirit out of the physical body, and that body will die. Now, as we talked about the last couple of weeks, if you were to die right now, your spirit would go up to heaven. If you're born again, if you're a Christian, if Jesus is your Lord, you would depart from your body and you would be in heaven with the Lord. Well, when you're there, what are you going to see? You're going to see the saints that have gone before us. Maybe
family
a loved
members.
One, family members, Moses, David. You'll see Jesus himself. Mm. Well, what are you going to see? Well, Jesus is there with his resurrected body, but everybody else is there.
Their spirit.
Just their spirits are there. Guess what? You'll recognize them. Because a human spirit is not just a blob that kind of mysteriously floats around, right? It's not just fog. It's not just smoke. It's not just some mysterious existence. It's real. It's heavenly materiality. Amen? And that spirit man fills your body. Now, with that in mind, I want you to notice, we talked about it a couple episodes ago and the last episode, but again, 1 Corinthians 6 is he's imploring the Corinthians to glorify God with their bodies, and he's telling them to abstain from sexual immorality. Why? Because he says this, verse 15, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Did you hear that? Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Listen to it in this translation. The New Living Translation says, don't you realize that your bodies are parts of Christ. Mm. Listen to the Passion Translation. Your bodies belong to Christ as his body parts.
And that's because he fills us.
Yeah. The answer to that, how is that possible? The answer to that is a couple verses later. He who's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
So because our spirits are one, and he fills us, our body becomes Christ's body.
Yes.
That is really deep.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
It's powerful. Amen. Now, don't misunderstand me here. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father in his own flesh and bone body. Amen. But through his Holy Spirit, he now lives inside of you. And that's why the church is called
the body
of Christ.
You know, there's such an element of mystery to it because the Bible says that we're seated with Jesus.
Yeah.
So we're seated with him.
Yeah.
The devil's under his feet.
Yeah.
The devil's under our feet. But yet here we are on the earth and he's in us.
Yes.
I mean, it's truly a picture of being fused together
with Christ.
With Christ.
This is the climax of the entire New Covenant, the entire New Testament. The mystery of mysteries is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
The hope of glory.
Colossians
Hallelujah.
Chapter 1. Ephesians over and over. Actually, Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, these epistles, these letters of the New Testament, it talks over and over again how we are in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is in us. We are in union with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in John 15, you will abide in me and I will abide in you. I am the vine. You are the branches. Well, when you go outside and you look at a tree and you look at the branches, the same life that flows through the trunk of the tree is the same life that flows through the branch that produces the fruit. The very life of Jesus Christ lives inside of you. It flows through you.
Hallelujah.
And as your mind is renewed to these things and you believe it and you speak it, it gives action to that presence,
then
that
you
power,
it.
And you begin to
yes.
experience it.
You know, in yourself and then through you to others.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this passage of scripture. This is wild. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5. Now, for the sake of time, we're not going to read the whole passage. I'll just start with verse 30. Notice what it says. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. We're one in spirit, one in mind, one in body.
Amazing.
My friend, when you get a hold of that, you're healed.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? It's very simple. Because he who's joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You take your spirit out of your body becomes a corpse. That means your body and your spirit are one. Your body cannot live without your spirit, but your spirit is also joined to Christ. Your spirit and the spirit of Christ have become one, which means your body and Christ have become one. That means you don't have to wait for someone to lay hands on you. That means you can say, Christ lives in me, and it's the hope of glory. Hope of glory means confident expectancy of his manifested presence and power in your body. Romans 8, verse 11 becomes more real. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies by his spirit who lives or dwells in you.
Amen.
Resurrection power is flowing through your limbs right now. Tuberculosis has to leave. Crippled limbs have to straighten up.
Amen.
Legs that are in pain or you can't feel because of diabetes is coming alive again right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is a miracle in your body now as you accept Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Say this after me with all of your heart.
Dear Jesus,
come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Live inside of me.
Live inside of me.
I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
I believe.
I believe.
You died on the cross.
You died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
And you suffered my diseases.
And you suffered my diseases.
You were my substitute.
You were my substitute.
What you bore.
What you bore.
I don't have to bear.
I don't have to bear.
By your stripes.
By your stripes.
I'm healed.
I am healed.
I believe.
I believe.
You were raised from the dead.
You were raised from the
dead. By the glory of God.
By the glory of God.
And now. I invite you.
I invite
you. Come into my heart.
Come into
be my
heart.
Lord and
be
Savior.
Be my Lord and Savior.
I belong to you.
I belong to
my
you.
My spirit is yours.
My spirit is
my
yours.
My mind is yours.
My mind is yours.
My body is yours.
My body is yours.
I trust you.
I trust
Take
you.
Care of me now.
Take care of me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. If you just pray to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, we want to hear from you. So call the number on your screen. Someone is waiting to take your call, and you can tell them what the Lord has done for you. Or if you're experiencing a miracle in your body, give us a call. We want to hear all about it.
Amen. We love you. God bless. Tell us what happens with your daughter.
Her name is called Martha Maleng Machon. The name of her child is called Mary Ayak.
Her child
has 3 years that she has been convulsing.
Having epileptic seizures.
This has been continuing, there's no break. Every day, throughout daily, not even just 1 hour, but throughout every day. Even her heat
would
come down and a lot of injuries in her body. If there are people here who could see her on last Monday, they could see how she has been controlling this one with convulsion. And from that day, Monday, she brought her here. The thing is stopped. Up to today, she has never convulsed, and this is the first of its kind in the history of this child.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
So she had this for 3 years?
For the last 3 years, this child has been convulsed every day through every 1 hour.
These are all wounds from falling up constantly. That is hilarious. That's wonderful. Father, I thank you for this beautiful child. Thank you that you have set her free. We speak your blessing on her. And we thank you, you heal her body where she's been wounded. All the skin will be normal. The wounds are leaving. And she is whole. And Jesus is Lord in this household. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
He came to